duty, civic duty. How's it going, Jeesh? How's it going? I was in school today. They're putting me through 3AG truck driver training, and there's a big 2 weeks of classroom, and then how many? It's 22 days total, apparently. 2 weeks of classroom, so that's 12 days of driving. I did my first classroom session today, and I am now completely and utterly convinced that I have either ADD, ADHD, or, oh, wrong way. Fuck, I can't go this way. Fuck me. God damn it. Sorry, I went the wrong way. Yeah, I'm convinced that I have either ADD, ADHD, or both, because I cannot focus. I'll be right in the middle of trying to think about something, and then all of a sudden, it'll fucking divert off to just who the fuck knows what. Yeah, a million different thoughts popped through my head today. As I was trying with all of my might to pay attention to air brakes of a town, the air brakes, whatever it was, I don't even really know what I learned today. Something about air brakes and air compressors and, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking fail. You gotta get an 80% to pass on all these tests. You gotta get 80%. And, yeah, I don't see how that could possibly happen, because I have no fucking clue, what I am doing, at all. So, yeah, we're fucked. We're fucked, Josh. At least I'm getting paid. At least it counts as a work day. But yeah, they're going to be very disappointed in me when somewhere along the lines I get found out and they realize getting Lee this training was a bad idea, because we put all this time and effort and money or whatever resources they put towards getting me my training, and it's all for naught, and I fail. And, yeah, because, yeah, it's not pretty. I am not cut out for school. For school, the school life is not for me. And obviously, this is a lot different than, you know, going to university, taking arts and sciences, but, it is as hard or more hard for me. I'm not a book smart guy, but I'm definitely not a street smart guy. I am more book smart than street smart, and I am not at all book smart. But I'm definitely more book smart than I am street smart, and this is like a kind of smart where it's like both. I don't know, I need to be like book learned, but I also need to be street smart, because this is like fucking work, trade, I don't know, man. It's not looking good. Yeah, I'm fucked. I'm gonna try my best, but my brain is not gonna be able to focus on this stuff for any length of time unless I am stoned beyond, and that's a maybe. For my study sessions can get really stoned, and maybe it'll make it interesting enough for me to focus on it, or I might just divert off even worse. I've not really had any real experience studying while stoned, so it might make me be able to focus on this stuff, or it might make it worse. I don't know. Ritalin is probably what the doctor ordered. I probably need to get on Ritalin. And for the classroom sessions and for the study sessions. Or some kind of ADHD, ADD medication. Because, yeah, I can't. I can't focus on this stuff. I'm trying. Probably a little tired. Just got back from the selection event. I did sleep well at the selection event, and I did make sure that I went to bed early last night because I knew that I had to do school, and I know how I get on in a classroom, and I usually end up falling asleep when I'm in a classroom. So I tried to go to bed early. I got a pretty good sleep, but it was not enough. If sleep was what was required, and if that's my only problem, then I definitely didn't get enough sleep last night because I was not capable of focusing very well at all. Yeah, this is bad. This is really bad. Yeah, but I mean, whatever. It is what it is. This is, yeah. We've got an uphill battle. Back to school to prove to my bosses that I'm not a fool. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, not pretty. Not pretty. But this is what it is. I did not miss this. It's been a long time since I've been in a school environment, and this might be harder. Like, I'm not a worker guy. I don't know how fucking cars work and how air brakes work and air compressors work and all this stuff, man. Like, it's just way over my head. Whatever. I should just listen to some music or something. Not good. Not good. Let's turn on the radio. I had a tea and a coffee on my drive home from Calgary yesterday. I had a tea and a coffee in the cup holders, so the cup holders are blocking the thing for the iPod to plug in and listen to music. So I'll just put on fucking shitty, Gormley, whatever. We can make fun of them. Local Ford store. Visit Ford.ca. Charlie didn't piss in his room. It's been a long time since anyone's came and visited him.
Ammunition. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau making that announcement this afternoon. It comes the day after saying Canada will send body armor, helmets, gas masks, and night vision goggles to Ukrainian forces. And Canada is hitting Russia even harder in the pocketbook. The Prime Minister also announcing the government's intention to ban all crude oil imports from Russia.
It is increasingly clear that President Putin has made a grave miscalculation.
Canadian banks also can't perform any transactions with the Russian central bank. Well, the fallout from the war continues for Russian sports teams. Russia and Belarus have both been banned from international hockey until further notice. That means they won't be playing in the upcoming World Juniors that are rescheduled for the summer in Edmonton. Russia was also slated to host the next World Junior tournament. That has been taken away. And in soccer, Russia is banned from trying to qualify for this year's World Cup in Qatar.
The Volvo radio. God damn it. I tried to cut through a parking lot to beat a red light, and I'm fucking stuck. God damn it. I hate when I try to make shortcuts and I fail. God, that drives me crazy. It's a pet peeve. I shouldn't say it drives me crazy, but it does. It is a pet peeve.
It's like going back to the time of greed.
It's irritating. It grinds my gears.
Dictators trying to remake the map. But as fighting rages in 2022, as the death toll rises in Ukraine, as refugees and hundreds of thousands make their way on foot towards freedom, one wonders about learning from history. Does Putin not know from history that the bad guys ultimately lose? What does he feel as he sees the world's doors closing to Russia one by one? Country after country, closing airspace to Russian planes. The Czechs, Poles, and Swedes refusing to play Russia in World Cup soccer qualifying matches. Wayne Gretzky says the Russians shouldn't be allowed to play at the World Juniors. Wayne Gretzky is weighing in on international affairs. When your only friends are getting down to North Korea, Belarus, possibly China, Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson, at what point do you realize that even if you win, you are going to lose? Russia increasingly stands alone. Saskatchewan and the world stand with Ukraine. I'm Murray Wood. CKOM weather, more snow in the forecast. The cloud 4 tonight, low of minus 17. That still expected to fall tomorrow. A high of minus 10, then partly sunny on Wednesday, and a high of minus 12. Right now, in Saskatoon, cloudy, a wind out of the northeast at 9, and minus 10. CKOM news time is 3:33. I'm Justin Blackwell, 650 CKOM.
Saskatchewan, it's almost time. Help make miracles happen.
Kidsman Telemiracle 46 is live this Saturday and Sunday on CTV.
So let's get ready to ring those phones.
You'll see old friends and new from all around this great province.
Every dollar counts and allows the Kidsman Foundation to help people right here at home. Visit telemiracle.com to donate now.
Okay, let's run CFCR. Now that I got the news about Russia. It's good that everyone, including sports, are trying to do stuff to get them to see the error of their ways. Why is there so many cars on this road right now? This is a fucking side street. Although I'm on it. But it's 3:30 in the afternoon, like. Whatever. Fuck. I don't like school, Josh. It's not for me. Not my thing. I don't know what is my thing. I don't really have. I just want to be able to. Just want to be able to talk about wrestling. Make a living doing it. Without giving up my regular job. Yeah, I don't have any skills. I don't have an aptitude for anything. You know, like, I'm not smart. I'm not a great athlete. I don't have any, like, things that I'm, like, naturally good at. That I, like, oh, yeah, I should do that. The only thing I can think of that I'm just, like, oh, that's what I should do for a job. Like, if I... Not what I want to do. Because, like, if I could choose, if you could tell me, like, you can be anything in the world that you want to be, it doesn't matter, pick it. Whatever it is, you know, let's say you'll make $100,000. Like, you're going to make, like, way more than is needed to, like, live a good life, live a good, comfortable life. But, like, way less than, like, is incredibly rich. Like, you know, because... Yeah. But, like, more, way more than a comfortable living, but way less than like super duper crazy rich. So you get $100,000 a year, you can do whatever you want. I'd probably choose to be a professional racquetball player. The best racquetball players of all time, well, they've probably made $100 million. Sorry, did I say 100 million? I meant 100,000. Did I say 100,000? Well, anyways, like the best racquetball players of all time, have probably made, I don't know for sure. I think there's definitely like in the older times, they were definitely making $100,000 a year or more. I don't know that the current, well, yeah, I don't think the current number one player is making $100,000 a year. Right now, arguably the greatest of all time, and every tournament this guy plays, well, we're talking about Kane here. I think the argument gets, it's less and less of an argument every time he plays a tournament as to whether or not he's the greatest player of all time. Like, he's very likely the greatest player of all time. I don't think he's making $100,000 a year. Maybe he is. He might be. Yeah, Kane might be making $100,000. But anyways, all I'm saying is, like, there's not a lot of $100,000 a year positions available in racquetball. You know, but if you really, what you want to do, like, so yeah, if we're taking money into the account, like, there's professional athletes, like most in other sport, in the big three, nobody's making the big four, nobody in like the highest professional leagues, you know, and nobody in the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, or the NFL, NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL is making $100,000 a year. They're all making way more than that. But you can pick any job, $100,000 a year, no matter what. You got to, like, do the job, though. Like, you got to, like, train and play and, like, you know, do I have to do it for 8 hours a day? I'd say no, because an athlete, I don't think most athletes train 8 hours a day. You just have to do, like, you know, what a pro would train, you know, I would think. I don't know. That would probably be what I would pick. But, like, I don't have an aptitude for that. I'm not good at racquetball. I'm not $100,000 a year good at racquetball, not even close. But like that, if I could choose what I want to do, and that was the only thing I had to do for, then yeah, I guess that would be it. But like, what should I do? Like, I don't really have any like aptitudes for any one thing. Like, I enjoy cutting grass with a riding mower. I enjoy my job. I really do. But like, a monkey can do my job. A well-trained monkey can do my job. Like, I don't, there's no aptitude for it. It's just like, are you the type of person that enjoys, that won't go crazy driving, like cutting grass with a riding mower? I think maybe some people can't do that job because they'll get too bored. But, like, there's no aptitude for it. I just enjoy it. But I'm not, like, there's no, like, anyone can do my job. So, like, yeah, I don't have any, like, skill. I just have things that I enjoy doing. I love playing racquetball. I love my job. The only thing that may is, like, yeah, talking about pro wrestling. But I don't even know if I have an aptitude to that, if I'm good at it. I guess it's just like all the other things I do, I enjoy them. But I don't know. Whatever. It's just, School, man, it just, it's not a good thing for me. It just puts me in a bad place. School is for fools. Look at me. Puts me on my back foot. It is what it is. But anyways, thanks for listening, Jeesh. And I think that's my 100 megabyte or my 90 plus megabytes for the month of February. So hope you're doing well. See you later.